Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, I look at a genuine, well, let's call it what it is, an internet hate site, a site full of racism, bigotry, narrow-mindedness, ignorance, stupidity, hatefulness. But this isn't what the mainstream media would report on. The site is called The Root. And if you want to see black racism, especially against white people, and against conservatives, anybody who differs from the left-wing agenda and ideals, check out The Root sometime. It'll open your eyes to a lot of ignorance and racism. And welcome once again to the Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagen of the Daily Gator blog. And it's time to look at The Root. Now, if you've never heard of The Root, you should bookmark this, check it out daily, because the things that are written on The Root, they actually make the writers at Slate and Salon look intelligent. They actually make some of the people you see on MSNBC look rational. That's how far left this is. And make no mistake, this is a racist site. They love to throw the racism accusations around. While they're stereotyping white people, generally in very negative fashions, they're lying through their teeth about stories that we know the facts to. And while they're defending other racists, as long as you've got the right people in mind, you can't be racist. Let's look at a piece from Friday. Filed to the category Donald Trump is a racist. By the way, I'd like to see one bit of evidence he actually is a racist. Not some fabricated misquote. Not some quote taken out of context. Not some quote that we hear half of. Not something said that is just basically false. No accusations that he excused white nationalists, which he never did, at Charlottesville. But I'd like to see some actual proof. Now, this piece is written by Danielle Young, and she writes that Soledad O'Brien, formerly of, I believe, NBC and CNN, she's not pretending to be a journalist anymore, she wants journalists to stop playing games and call a racist, because racists who are racist deserve to be called racist, apparently. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, so Soledad, you should be happy. I'm calling you and your former leftist out as, well, racists, and you too, The Root. Danielle starts out her piece with saying there's a lot of people out here, namely journalists, who refuse to call out Donald Trump as a racist. Again, I'd like some evidence he's a racist. Anything you can provide, Danielle Young. Anything rational and reasonable. I bet you can't do it. In fact, I bet you probably couldn't write your little columns pieces for the Root if someone took away your construction paper and crayons. Young continues, one seasoned news person, Soledad O'Brien, ain't having it. O'Brien, now, didn't Soledad O'Brien, isn't she committing a crime here? A faux pas, anyway. Isn't she culturally appropriating things like the name O'Brien? Isn't that a name that doesn't really fit, well, if it's Irish people, right? Or Scottish, maybe. It's Irish. I'm Irish. Hagen's surname is Irish. So you're committing cultural appropriation against me, Soledad O'Brien. This is how ridiculous the left is. And when you use their arguments that are ridiculous against them, it drives them crazy. Young continues that O'Brien has built her career as a storyteller, also called a liar, and also a truth teller. No, Daniel. Soledad O'Brien hasn't been in the same room with the truth in a long time. Neither of you. I often on Twitter talk to journalists, Soledad says, because I feel like they drop the ball at times. I think a lot of journalists are doing great work and a lot of, and I think some are doing poor work. So she uses her social media account to call a spade, or rather a racist. This is what Soledad O'Brien tweeted August 10th. You are so reluctant to use the word racist. The politics of white anxiety is literally racism. You know what white anxiety is? The politics of white anxiety. What is white anxiety? It's a term made up by people like Soledad O'Brien to excuse them being racist. So whenever a white person says anything they disagree with or takes a position on something they disagree with, they just accuse them of having white anxiety or white privilege. And she was responding to a tweet by the George Costanza of the media, Brian Stetler of CNN, the whiniest man on TV, perhaps. Stetler tweeted on Fox's highest-rated shows, the politics of white anxiety play out practically every day as host and guest warn about the impacts of immigration and minimize or mock the perspectives of POC, which is people of color. It's about appealing to people who perceive they're losing their grip on power. Oh, shut up, Brian Stetler. Shut up, George Costanza. Seriously, at least George Costanza was funny. You're not even funny, you're just boring. White anxiety? When people who are conservative, including black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, all people who are conservative, it's not about skin color, Brian. Not everything is, believe it or not. When they talk about concerns about immigration, it's about illegal immigration. It's with concerns about immigration without any assimilation. And it's about very dangerous people at times taking advantage of our porous border and border security to enter the country. People like members of MS-13 and other, human traffickers, drug dealers, gangbangers, really dangerous people. That's why we're concerned. We're not worried about losing our grip on power because guess what, Brian? You're the whitest white guy I've ever seen. The fact is, people who are white don't have a grip on power. Some people have power in this country, some people don't. People of all colors, just like people of all colors are rich or poor or middle class, upper, lower, middle class. This obsession with race is really sad. And that's what The Root and its writers have. They have this racist anxiety. They see racists at every corner. They can't go to lunch and order a ham freaking sandwich without seeing something racist in the experience. They've taken it so far, you can't even mock them. You can't even parody them. Whatever ridiculous claim you could come up with to show how ridiculous they are, they've already beaten it. They've already topped it and trumped it before you even try. Now back to the Danielle Young piece, At The Root. Even before she was doing it on Twitter, O'Brien was calling out her former colleagues at CNN during our interview when The Root crew got a chance to meet O'Brien in her office for an hour-long chat. She shared these cool little mints, I bet, where we talked about her amazing foundation, Powell Her Full. We also had to ask about Trump and all the written acrobatics journalists do to keep from calling him a racist. Again, any evidence, actual evidence you have that Trump's a racist, present it. Or put down your crayons, Danielle. This is what O'Brien said She said when he, Donald Trump, uses words that are literally verbatim phrases that white supremacists use, I want people to understand, like, it's okay to call things out. It's okay to say something that is a lie is a lie. Okay, Soledad, what you just said is a lie. What is written in the root is usually a lie. See, I'm taking your advice. I'm calling you out, Soledad. And Daniel Young and the rest of the screwballs at the root. What does Trump say that is verbatim what white supremacists say? I got to be honest. I don't hang out with white supremacists or supremacists. I don't hang out with trash, just like I don't hang out with Antifa members or communists or terrorists or other vermin. I don't hang out with those despicable types, so I really don't know what they say. Apparently, Soledad Bryan has the ability to hear words, and she doesn't hear them like you and I. No, 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 no. Her racist radar goes off. Starts beeping. And it tells her she's a victim, and that that's racist. A white person said it. They must be white supremacists. And again, the truth of what white supremacists... I'm going to get close to the mic. I want to whisper this. I don't want this to go get out a secret. There's not a lot of white supremacists left. They're kind of like hen's teeth. There ain't a lot of that vermin out there anymore. For all intents and purposes, white supremacists don't exist in this country. There's a few idiots. And they're not on the right. And they claim they're on the right. They're not on the right. That includes douchebags like Richard Spencer. I guess he's the most famous white supremacist out there. He's an idiot. You do have David Duke, who likes to pal around with terrorists and hates Israel. David Duke is one of the most vile human beings I can think of. I would pay to watch someone punch him in the face. I also pay to watch somebody punch Richard Spencer in the face. But really, white supremacists are not a thing. As the kids say today, it's not a thing. They're very, very, very low in numbers. And very, very low in IQ. You know, Maxine Waters may be a white supremacist. She's kind of low IQ, too. Actually, she's not. Maxine Waters is smart enough to know how to fool people into continually voting for her and keep screwing them so she can enrich herself. So it's her voters who are stupid, not her. Let's continue with the Danielle Young piece, though. During our chat, O'Brien thought back to her CNN days and told us a story about the shocking, yes, I said, shocking way some of her colleagues wouldn't be intentional with their words. O'Brien remembered that a year ago, when I was working at CNN, we had to stop someone from using video of people climbing over a wall when they were talking about immigrants. She said, I'm like, you don't even know who these people are. You know, you just can't wallpaper that. Like, what are we doing? If you're doing a story about illegal immigration and you show video of people breaking in the country illegally, Soledad, I hope I'm not going too fast for you. Then, yeah, that is video. It's very pertinent to what you're talking about. Illegal aliens break in the country. They climb the wall. They dig under a wall. They go through a hole in the wall. They go across the border illegally. So when you show video of people climbing over a wall or getting in the country illegally, that's exactly who you're talking about. Illegal immigrants. The left can't say illegal immigrants. They have to say immigrants. Like they're the same thing. An illegal immigrant and a legal immigrant are totally unlike each other. Except for one thing. Both are trying to get into America. An immigrant doing it legally is doing it the correct way. They're following the law. An illegal immigrant is not. They're not the same. Like the left tries to pretend. Again, the left has this language thing. They want to control the argument by controlling the language. That's why they never say illegal alien, illegal immigrant. They say immigrants or undocumented people or people. No one's illegal or some flowing rhetoric like that. So Soledad O'Brien got mad because when she was at CNN, they were talking about illegal immigration and showing images of people climbing over a wall. And she got mad because, why? Because we didn't even know who those people are. Well, they're illegal immigrants. I don't see anybody else climbing a wall illegally. And by the way, Sullivan O'Brien would never have the same sympathy for an American who climbed the wall in the opposite direction and then got arrested by Mexican officials. Mexico, by the way, has a lot stricter, more draconian immigration laws than us. And she would never sympathize. She would criticize that person for breaking Mexican law. You have to respect Mexican heritage and the Mexican way. See, it's America that's bad. No immigration law is bad unless it's America's. No immigration is bad unless it's America trying to enforce immigration law. Nothing's bad unless America does it. Then to the left, it's always bad if America does it. She continued, Soledad O'Brien did, that was a news organization. Now, she's correct about that. CNN was, at one time, a news organization. Now it's MSNBC on steroids. Because MSNBC at least admits what they are, basically. CNN doesn't. They still pretend they're a legitimate news source. O'Brien continued, it's a constant, listen to this word carefully. Listen to this word, folks. It's a constant re-educating of people. Oh, how very Stalinist of you, O'Brien. I think your inner communist is coming through. Fighting for people and highlighting for people why this is wrong. Why, what's wrong? Again, we're talking about showing video of people crossing the border illegally while you're talking about illegal immigration. That's not doing it wrong. That's doing it correctly. That's called journalism. So let it, O'Brien. She continued, I think often journalists don't even realize it. That there's a reason that people want to portray somebody as a scary black man, and you know that the reason is political. Maybe, or maybe it's a scary black man, or a scary white man, or a scary Greek man with one ear missing, or whatever. Again, journalism, news is about facts, 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 regardless of anything else. If a group of black men is robbing banks in a town, the media should report it. If it's a group of white midgets who claim to be Lutherans, it should be reported as that. Facts matter, Soledad. Except the people like Soledad O'Brien, only propaganda and narratives matter. Again, true communists exposing themselves for what they are. Then she has the audacity to continue. O'Brien says, it's got roots in manipulating people. These things aren't accidental. So again, a person using propaganda to accuse others of using propaganda. You're the propagandist, Soledad. Not the people trying to report the news factually. And I think she continued, for some people they just don't see. They don't realize that they don't see it and they don't know it. And when you highlight it, they're like, oh, I get it. I think there's a value in illuminating that for people. I think there's a real value, Soledad O'Brien, and the writers at the Root in general, of illuminating them, things for them too, like facts. And the fact is, the Root, just trust me, folks, go to the Root and read it. You will just be blown away at the hatred, the unbridled naked hatred for white people, for conservatism, for Republicans, for this country, and the excusing of people who are actually black racist. The excusing of thugs who get shot by people in self-defense. Not to mention Trayvon Martin, but I just did. Lies like Ferguson, Missouri, like somehow Michael Brown is still an innocent kid just going off to college and was gunned down by some crazy cop. There was a piece on recently cheering that the fact that the prosecutor there, McCauley, I think his last name was, in Ferguson, Missouri, wouldn't charge the officer who shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. The fact is, who else investigated that? The Obama Justice Department, headed by Eric Holder, you know what they found? They found that the police officer acted within the law. He acted in a reasonable fashion. In other words, Michael Brown deserved to get shot because he attacked and attempted to kill a police officer. Yeah, when you try to take a police officer's firearm from him and you're attacking and beating him, yeah, you're trying to kill him. That's got to be seen as your intent. And Michael Brown was shot by the police officer. And there were multiple black witnesses who testified to that. That's why the Obama Justice Department cleared the officer. That's why the district attorney there in Ferguson cleared him. That's why no one ever prosecuted that officer, who had his life ruined by the experience. But still, the Root carries out this lie that it was all racism. All they're doing is perpetuating hatred and division and lies, propaganda, narratives. All the while accusing everyone else of doing the same thing. You want racism to go away? If you're a writer for The Root, this is to you. If you want racism to go away, do yourself a favor. You want about 98% of the racism that you see to go away? Shut your mouth and open your eyes, open your mind, and observe. And about 98% of the racism you see will disappear because it's not racism. That's my advice to you. But what would I know, right? I'm just a white guy. But seriously, folks, go check out The Root. It's painful at times. It is actually funny at times how anti-white the rhetoric is. anti-Republican, anti-conservative. And at the same time they're writing this stuff, this hateful stuff, what are they doing? They're pretending that racism is everywhere. And that all these people on the right are perpetuating racism. Again, you want to see perpetuating racism? And you write for The Root? You want to see it? Look in the mirror. Stop it. You should be better than that. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. Remember the two rules of life, folks. If you're left, you just ain't right. And go Gators. Remember those two things. You'll be okay. I'll talk to y'all next time. Take care.